I don't think we're talking about World Championship this year. I mean, it's a serious... We exist as a team to win. So, of course, what they're working towards and what we're working towards is to win. But being realistic and knowing where we're coming from, it's a huge... we get a feat or a challenge to get to that level. The problem is the cars have been evolving since 2009, and Mercedes hasn't really been evolving very well over those years, so that's why it's had such a whirlwind experience. But you know, we've got to, if everyone else is making one second step forward, we've got to do 2.5 seconds step forward to catch up the deficit that we have. So, if we can, I think this for me, my goal is kind of get into the points, finish in the top ten for the first race. If it's higher, then great, but everywhere is just one step at a time. And if we can get a podium, and then if we can get a win, that's the approach to take, I think, for us, because you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you're being very modest, but you've got a 3-year contract. Do you think by the end of that there is a good chance that you'll be world champion?
Yeah, well, I don't have doubts about the term that I have here. I don't have doubts at all, really. I'm just really confident in the team. Believe that we can do it with a lot of persistence and hard work. I think it's not a quick fix. It's not something we can just do immediately. And if we do it immediately, then, that's just phenomenal. But definitely the following years where the rules change massively, where the playing field kind of equals out a little bit, makes it gives everyone more of a chance. I think that's when we'll really be able to strike and attack and get the best results.
Do you think this is about the move? Is it about your legacy in terms of the sport? You're a world champion. People are going to look back on your career as a success, whatever happens now. If you decided to walk out of the gates here at Barcelona, people would consider you a success. But do you want to be remembered as a great driver?
Someone said years ago, I saw on TV, it said if I'm being remembered, it means I'm dead. So I don't know if I want to be really remembered. But I definitely want to be recognised for my commitment, for the way I drive, because I drive in my heart, and that gets me in a lot of trouble a lot of the time. People criticise it, but that's just the way I am. And so I want people to just look back in the future and just say, here's someone that just drove their ass off all the time and gave it 100%.